Hi there, Corey here for another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. We were going to have Mark Rusinovich on the show today. He has decided that he's too good for our show. No, we will have him on later. He had to could not do it at the very last minute, but we will make him feel very bad for this. Very, very bad for this. So, now on to the second rate show, which does not have Mark Rusinovich in it. What I wanted to do is, over the last couple weeks, we've had a bunch of announcements, a bunch of crazy things have actually happened in the market, and I thought I'd sort of talk a little bit about each one of those and put some links down. You could check it out just in case you missed it. And we have some announcements tomorrow, so, but not telling you what. Am I allowed to say that we have announcements even? I don't know. We may have to edit that. Okay. So, the things that we've announced in the last couple weeks. Well, first of all, very, very cool. We actually shipped Windows Server containers. And so what these are, we've talked about them a few times, and in fact, we'll talk about them more with Mark, basically a Windows Server. It's on top of Windows Server, the container technology, that's integrated with Docker. And so now with Docker, you can actually go and deploy onto Windows Server, the Windows Server containers. Now, the key thing that I continually get asked about, that I will make sure that I clarify here, and we'll spend again more time with Mark, you cannot run Linux containers on Windows Server, and you cannot run Windows Server containers on top of Linux. They do pull from the underlying host OS, and so you do actually need it to be the same sort of version of the operating system, and so that's an important point. So that's very exciting stuff. Other things that we announced, actually, at MesosCon, we actually announced support for Mesos, Apache Mesos, on top of Windows, on top of Windows Server, which is super cool, right? So now you can actually run an Apache Mesos solution, which is sort of a scale-out orchestration-based solution that now can sit on top of both Linux and Windows hosts underneath, which is very cool. Of course, integration with Docker on top of sort of Windows containers, Windows Server containers running, and you've kind of got a pretty cool solution there to be able to sort of scale, use all the hardware to its optimizational, most optimized usage, Rick. And then the last announcement that's worth, I'm all flustered because Mark isn't in it. I mean, it's just like I'm not myself today. And it saddens me. Anyway, the last announcement that's worth calling out is we actually released an updated version of Cloud Foundry support on top of Azure, which is also really, really cool. It's built on top of Bosch Init, and so you can, if you weren't aware, we actually have sort of integrated support to launch Cloud Foundry on top of Azure. It is a preview, but this is sort of the update to that preview, and it should be pretty exciting. And so, I'd go say if you want to go build an app, try it out, definitely give that a whirl and play with that on Azure. So great stuff, really exciting things to be talking about. Like I said, we will almost definitely have Mark Rusinovich in the next show. We're also going to be going out there and actually talking with some partners out there and seeing sort of what they think of the platform and, uncut and raw. We're going to have them give me feedback about the platform, and then we'll go and edit it and make sure I look good. But in the meantime, thank you so much for your time. I hope that this second-rate show was reasonably good for you, and we'll definitely make sure that we actually go get Mark on the show the next time. So thanks for your time. Make sure that if you do have questions, if you do have things you want to ask either me or Mark, actually, for that matter, you can go ahead and hit us up on Twitter at hashtag AzureTWC, which stands for Tuesdays with Corey. And so thank you so much.
Mark's Twitter account, then give him feedback directly.
Oh, well, we'll include him on the reply.
So @
Mark Rusinovich, right? So it's, we'll put it, can we put it on here?
Yeah, we can do that.
So please send Mark a question or two, or make sure you give him a comment about the fact that he effectively left us high and dry and really, ruined pretty much my whole week. So that's, I guess, where we are. So, yeah, cool, Azure, great, thank you. Anyway, we'll see you next week. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll definitely be talking more about containers. We're going to talk about the architecture with Mark, and then we're going to actually talk about some of the new announcements as well. So I'm not going to spoil that one, but we'll be enjoying some conversations there. So thanks again, and see you next time. Bye bye.
You're running, eh?
Oh, you're recording. I didn't clap, though, so you can't know how to link it up.
I can still do it.
I can still do it. I don't think so. I don't think so. Wait, so what am I talking about?
Mesosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Cloud Foundry.
Yeah. Cloud Foundry, new release. What did this new release have again?